Consider for a moment the yodel.
Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lo, lo, dee.
The vocal trick of cracking the voice has been heard on the fringes of popular music for centuries, but save for Switzerland and some country western bars, the yodel has rarely gotten much respect. Until now, a new comprehensive history of the yodel has been published, and in New York City, yodelers from many different traditions are starting to work together. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
There's one thing that unites yodelers from around the world, a little flap in the throat called the epiglottis.
I saw a really gross film one time. Someone actually showed me a film of what it looked like. I don't want to see that again.
Still, John Lilly, a country western yodeler, says he owes it all to his glottal stop.
What it feels like is like maybe a snap of the finger or a clap of the hand that goes on in your throat as you go from here to here. Yodely. It's that little, that sudden motion.
For professional singers who have learned to smooth out their vocal range, getting that snap isn't easy. That's why Lilly is giving a yodeling workshop in a small Manhattan apartment. Don't worry, they warned the neighbors first. This is the way the yodel is passed on, person to person, behind closed doors. Not that yodeling didn't have its heyday, but it just hasn't been cool in a long, long time.
After the death of Hank Williams, it's really hard to say there's been much popular interest in yodeling in this country. But that doesn't mean it hasn't persisted and that people haven't done it at a grassroots level consistently.
For all the jokes and derision that yodeling sometimes gets, it's been tenacious in its survival. Bart Plantenga is a DJ from Amsterdam that specializes in yodeling tunes.
It's the best kept secret in music. I mean, there was hits in the 40s, 50s, 30s that have had yodels in it, but nobody's ever put it all together.
So Plantenga wrote what he says is the first true comprehensive history of the yodel, called Yodel-A-E-U. That's four O's if you're trying to spell it. The yodel began, he says, in the mountains of Europe with a simple need to get the attention of cows and goats.
That break, it gives it an extra thrust across distances.
And even in those early days, there was always somebody complaining. The Roman Emperor Julian wrote derisively of the northern people's shrieking songs. But the Swiss and Germanic peoples don't get all the credit or blame. Plantenga says that yodeling emerged independently around the world, from the Pygmies of Central Africa to the indigenous yodelers of Scandinavia and Siberia. Here's Ludmila Kandy from Sakha Yehudia in Russia. In Plantenga's book, he details how yodeling seemed to spread like a virus, popping up far from Switzerland and Africa. You can hear it in India in the voice of Kishore Kumar. And somehow it snuck its way onto the islands of Hawaii. And of course, yodeling transformed country music in the United States when a singer named Jimmy Rogers used his epiglottis to jazz up his blues. So if great musicians around the world endorse yodeling, why all the yodeling jokes? Plantenga still doesn't get it.
It's just almost a culturally learned gesture to say, oh my God, yodeling, oh ha ha. And so I came up with a really long list of artists who have yodeled who are considered cool by today's standards. So you have Sly and the Family Stone. You can't really get much cooler than that.
But for all this illustrious yodeling history, with all the different forms of yodeling, it's still rare for yodelers to recognize that they have a common lineage. This week in New York City, the factions came together. To celebrate the publishing of the new book, yodelers traveled from around the country to a small club in Manhattan's East Village. Bruce Bettler represented the traditional Swiss style. And then the old school met the new school in the form of experimental yodeler and sound artist Lynn Book.
Transmission breaks down.
During the intermission, John Lilly, the country western yodeler, had to say that despite the different styles, they share more than just that epiglottal stop.
It takes a certain avant-garde spirit to pursue something that's not sanctioned by, you know, the big corporate industry that, you know, presents a certain side of music for people to listen to. But there's a whole world of music out there, and those of us who've sought this out have had to follow a similar path, that renegade yodeling spirit.
But if there's going to be a yodeling revolution, Lilly says they still have to take it slow. His final song at the show is also a piece of advice for the audience. A little yodel goes a long way. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York. Yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y-yodel-y